Rav said to him, okay, look, Pasilnulach, now that you reminded me what you did for me, I'm invalid for you. Which basically explains, he was just distancing himself from any concern. Of he's not invalid. And there's no actual Shaykhad. It's not actual Shaykhad, but again, they wanted to distance themselves from any bias, any impropriety. So therefore, they said that, look, I can't be the judge. I'm going to take Rab out from your ears. In other words, what does that mean? I'm going to excommunicate you. And then Rav won't be able to help you as someone who's in Chayim. V'adu kama b'mayit katan, this Gemara says b'mayit katan af yizayim al-av, menudel l'talmud, but if he's excommunicated to the student, in menudel l'rav, he's not excommunicated to the teacher, so how's that help over here? So hanvil, that was only said, kishvanah da'isa l'chvar asma, the student's doing for his own honor. Av l'shem shemayim lay, but if it's honor heaven, which would be the case over here, then that wouldn't be an exclusion, and therefore it would apply even to the Rebbe too. Next test, Mata begins Gemara, mayitzi shamra. So the Mishnah says, the halacha of Meitzi Shamra regarding the mayor is you judge with 3. Kondachami, you judge with 23, because Lamai said there's an element of Din Nefashis. So Ula said, this that we say that there is a Din Nefashis is because concern for Laz. But that's the machlik is remaining in Chami for concern for Laz. So Taisa brings that Pierce, we're going to Rashi explain. Shabbat Toyin, because the husband's claiming Pesach, Pesach, Matzah, see, look, I found by the night of the wedding that the opening of the Besulim was open. And what he was trying to do is love Siddiq Subasa to make her lose her Kesuba. And this that we said, Rechesh Fadin Nefashis of this Laz, is we're concerned that word might get out, witnesses will come that she was Mazana when they were engaged, and therefore you need to judge them like it's Din Nefashis. That's what Rashi explains. Says Tais a bunch of different questions on Rashi. Bekoshra Bentham. Bentham has a bunch of questions. Chada, first of all, the Gaba'oinus Mefata Katani Lam. First of all, Meitah Shemra is taught together in the same category as Oinus Mefata. Shein Kenasis, which they are the halachas of penalties, which is regarding the Meitah Shemra being chay for his penalty, nothing to do with the Ksuba. Void, moreover, the Bechol Duchte, in all places, Shemaska Meitah Shemra, Meitah Shemra is mentioned, Havalini Kuf Slam, it's regarding the 100 Slam that he's liable for, again, not for the Ksuba that he wants to be exempt from. But more about the Gimel, the third point is the Masnitin. In our Mishnah, Mumchen Hein. When we're telling you this halacha, it's talking about the expert judges. And Ubekama Duchti, and now many places, Ashkechan, we find, Shadon Adin Iksuba Bebavel, that they judge the laws of Iksuba and Bavel without Mumchen. That's also the custom today. But if our Mishnah is teaching this halacha of Iksuba, and it says mumchen, so that's not like what the custom would be. Boy, moreover, mashem afarish nami. This the Rashi explains chayshon lalaz that we're concerned for laz that the word's going to get out to mitoch shiut and pesach besuach mitzas because he's going to say, oh, I found it open chashin the way. Now we're concerned shami yishmu edim v'yivayu v'yidush is into that. Oh, okay, maybe witnesses that will actually hear. Oh, yeah, we know this happened, and they'll come and testify. That's what laz is. It says in lashon laz neifel azeh. The word laz is not just any word getting out there, ladavar shuhu sheker. It's like false rumors. Kamoy, like you have the gemara gittin of heima beis nimtzas ata moiti laz a gittin rishayim comes. You're going to be spreading false rumors on the earlier gittin. How's that terminology apply over here? The way Rashi explained. Void. Moreover, the kamar in the gemara it says, he said duni after the 23 judges. You know, left because the capital case punishment was thrown out. So the husband says, okay, don't leave me a din mamnis. Okay, look, at least judge for me the monetary case. But midachkai, who's pushing him? But if the woman's not claiming her ksuba, so what's pushing him to go and judge on the ksuba to get him off the hook if she's not even claiming it? Void, moreover, the kamar, it says, tabu mamin bishleisha. But Tavim Ibele, according to Rashi, it's she's claiming the ksuba and he wants to get off the hook, not him. But more of a mashach tviya, how does it apply this claim? Shein the ba'el lifter asas me ksubasa. It's not a claim, he's just trying to let himself off the hook from a ksuba. But more of a b'mokim dik in the fashis, we're saying that in the situation where there's a capital punishment, mashma debahu mominari, sounds like that in that same capital punishment there was money, but that's not the case at all, because according to Rashi, the money is that the father's coming to collect 100 slam, and the din nefashis, according to Rashi, is the case of the ksuba, and so it's not the same money. But moreover, says Rabbeinu Tam, Shemati Me'araf, I heard from Rabbeinu Peretz, a little mayor, the corner of Me'adis, like Ksuba Dei Raisa, holds that the halacha of the Ksuba is biblical. Prepare Kafa Pi'in Ksuba Tavna Dvavim Be'ez. In the Nemel, I've seen the Ksubasa that does not believe against this biblical halacha to make her lose her Ksuba. Because the Davka L'man Da'ama Ksuba Dei Rabbanan, only if you hold the Ksuba is rabbinic, then Naman, he's believing, he says, oh, Pesach, B'such, M'tzadik, and the like it's obvious, but Perakam, the Ksuba is, Lav Yudim, and Avdom, Rav Nachman, he says, Chum Tiknul, B'nei Sisrael, that the Chum instituted for the Jewish girls, L'B'sul, L'Masayim, for the virgin 200, L'Amon, the widow 100, V'yemi Menu, V'chul, and they then believed the most to say, oh, he wouldn't waste his money for nothing, but that's only if you'll Ksuba's Rabbanim. And the problem is, since the Halacha Mitzvah Shemra is with three is what Rami is saying. You can't explain that he means regarding making her lose a ksuba, because according to him the husband's not believed regarding this. So Mefarshim Rabbeinu Tam, rather Rabbeinu Tam actually explained the kulish ma'ita ayir, the whole sugi is talking about in the kuf slam, not like Rashi, not regarding ksuba, it's regarding the 100 slam. Shav teveya labal, that the father of the girl is claiming from the husband. And mecheshim laz, what does it mean we're concerned for laz? Hayin laz hadayonim, we're actually concerned about the rumors about the judges. Because kagan shebi bal edim shazinza, we're talking about where, for example, where the husband brought witnesses that she was mizana, the hook chashu, and then they refuted. The mechayev abal hashto kuf slaim, where now the husband has to pay for his false rumors 100 slaim. Rabban savi by chav gimel. So the rabban hold that you have to have 23 judges because dibe gimel, because we have only three chashin, and then we could turn shema achachi boyu edim shazinza. Maybe actually subsequently witnesses will come that, you know, like the husband was saying that she was mizana. You're going to have to add an upper till 23. And then they're going to spread rumors on the first judges, let me to say, oh, because they didn't have a judge. That's why Zibale and they added on to them. But that's specifically if they refuted. But if they had a Zamadan, then Sulay Khachin Lasadachrini, they were not concerned with other witnesses. Then Muchamilsa, it's obvious that Sadi Shakri Mahadir Habal, that the husband was looking for false witnesses. But if they were refuted, like Kibno, he does know that the testimony just wasn't exact. Akati Avshad, then still possible leads to Kushta after that it was true, and Kamri that they were saying. And then Vekele Mechash Tvei, and then we have to be concerned more, Duma Asachrini, maybe other witnesses will come. But Ramey just wasn't concerned for the rumors about the earlier judges. And as Tais explained, Vein Ladamas can't compare it, Leisiv HaDayonim, to when the Adon judge will come on later on the Choftes about Aleph. Where the lechashin lelaz hadayonim, where they were not concerned for the rumors about the judges, oh, we're adding on, because that's fundamentally a different type of a case than over here.